I only got one. It's now 2 minutes faster than the other side. I've always gone off this clock. Yep. Thanks, councillors. It's now 6:30 and I declare the meeting open and advise the public that in accordance with the Code of Meeting Practice, council meetings are recorded and the audio is later webcast via council's website. The entire chamber is included in the audio recordings and the visitors in the gallery may have their voice captured and webcast. By attending a council meeting, you consent to your speech or other personal information being captured, recorded and webcast. For this reason, I advise that any opinions expressed or statements made by individual persons during the course of this meeting are the opinions or statements of those individual persons and are not opinions or statements of council. All persons should refrain from making any defamatory remarks. Council accepts no liability for any defamatory remarks made during the course of the council meeting. Furthermore, all persons should refrain from making public comments about another individual without seeking the consent of that individual beforehand. We all stand for the council prayer. Councillor Burke.
Praying for the council of the city of Cessnock, its members and officers, direct their work and influence their decisions to the advancement of your glory and the safety and welfare of this city, so that peace and happiness, truth and justice, and sound development may be established among us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Council acknowledges the Wanneroo people as the traditional custodians of this land we are meeting on today, the elders past, present and future. We also acknowledge the Awabakal people to the east and the Dargunjung people to the south and other Aboriginal peoples who now live within the Cessnock local government area. Council granted a leave of absence to Councillor Dagg and we have, I believe, an apology from Councillor Olson. So we're moving that way. Move Councillor Fitzgibbon, second Councillor Saville, Councillor Doherty. Yep, thank you. So I'll put that. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Move Councillor Burke, second Councillor Saville. No debate. Put the motion. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Disclosures of interest. Councillor Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a disclosure in report number WI202020, which is the minutes of the Traffic Committee. I have a non-pecuniary interest, less than significant conflict, for that the Cessnock Stomp Festival is mentioned within those minutes, and I'm the town coordinator and the Stomp Festival organiser. I choose to remain in the chamber as it will not influence my decision making.
Councillor Fagg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Disclosure of interest in report number MM22020, the Voluntary Firefighters Thank You event. I have a non-pecuniary interest, less than significant conflict, for the reason that my wife is a prominent member of the Rothbury RFS. I choose to remain in the chamber and to participate in the discussion and voting, as the conflict has not influenced me in carrying out my public duty.
Okay, I'm not aware of any petitions. Consideration adoption of all reports by Englobo and individually with nominated exceptions. Councillor Doherty.
Thanks, Mayor Pinson. I'd like to recommend that the following items on the agenda be englobed. NI 1 2020, Notice of Intention to Deal with Matters in Confidential Session. PE 10 2020, application, development application regarding 14 lot residential subdivision at Cliffley. CC 18, exclusion of item from agenda. WI 17 2020, Paynes Crossing Road, Paynes Crossing, evaluation of tender. WI 18 2020, Scully and Quarrelblong Street, naming of lane. WI 20 2020, Minutes of the Local Traffic Committee, 17th of February 2020. WI 21, Minutes of the Extraordinary Floodplain Management Committee meeting of 19th of February. CO 2 2020, Wollumbine Community Bus Service. And CO 3 2020, the Western Fire Station Land Transfer to Council. I'd like to move this way.
Here we second, Councillor Saville. I'll put that. All in favour? That's unanimous. So, Mayoral Minute 2, I've made a slight adjustment to the mayoral minute that was in the agenda with the addition of all agencies within the incident management team. So it's not just the RFS we're thanking, but everyone involved in the bushfire season. And I think it's so important that our community and we as council representing that community show our appreciation for people who work so tirelessly to protect our community. Yesterday met with the executive of the Wollumbi RFS, made the general manager and myself aware that they worked 12-hour shifts, 6 to 6, for 7 weeks straight. That commitment to the safety of our community needs to be acknowledged by this council, and I recommend the mayoral minute. I put in there before the 30th of June because that's one of the conditions of the grant funding, and of course the money is coming from the Community Resilience and Economic Recovery Fund. And I think one of the other issues that came to the fore yesterday was the issue about mental wellness, not just of the victims but of the firefighters and other emergency services. And I think this is a great way of supporting the mental wellness of our volunteers in our community, and I recommend the mayoral minute to council. Councillor Gray.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson, and I'd like to just speak in on your mayoral minute. It is a good mayoral minute in the fact that what occurred was catastrophic. It was unprecedented. Today I had the benefit of sitting through a 4.5-hour debrief, effectively, of the fire situation at the Bushfire Management Committee. What happened was amazing. What the fire crews and all of the people in the IMT did to prevent the catastrophe that could have been is amazing. I didn't realise how close to a catastrophe North Rothbury was. When they put it up on the screens and then the professionals explained how the fire reacted, they had said, never seen it before. They had not seen fire react the way it did before. That wasn't just at North Rothbury, but Harper Street as well, and a lot of other places across our LGA and all our surrounding LGAs. This was amazingly complex fire system, and the amount of resources, and I wish I had because we've just walked out and I didn't have a chance to get all the statistics, but the amount of resources that were thrown at this fire and the way the community responded has to be commended. It really shows what our community is made of. The way that the New South Wales, like the National Parks and Wildlife Service, the forestry came together and the RFS came together to fight this on our behalf. One of the things that was really highlighted in over and over again this morning was that the statistics only show you what happened. They don't show you what could have happened and the amount of loss of life and the people. So all these people that are out there at the front line were champions and they should be honoured, and this is the least we can do to show our gratitude as a council for the support that they give us and the saving of a lot of property and a lot of lives. Thank you.
Councillor Stapleford.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson. In the gallery tonight, we have the new president of the Millfield Fire Service here. Peter at the back.
Yep. And we appreciate the air. And on behalf of the community, thank you. And I'll put the mayoral minute. Those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. GMU 3, 2020. Sorry. Any motions of urgency? Now GMU 2020. Hunter Joint Organisation. Councillor Dowie, do you want to talk on that?
Hi, thanks, Mayor Pinson. When I read through this document, there was some pretty good stuff in there, and I'd like to commend this current council on actually giving us an annual report on the Joint Region Association of Councils, because to my knowledge, in the 7 years I've been on council, I haven't seen one. My concern is the actual increase, whereby if we get a rate increase or a variation to our rates, we usually get the CPI and maybe a 1% or something like that for it. Here we're asking a non-elected organisation, Hunter Joint Organisation of Councils, for an increase of greater than 100% on our previous commitment to that particular organisation. It's gone from $20,000 per annum to $47,000 per annum, and I have my concerns about that.
No further debate. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? It's unanimous. WI 16, 2020. Councillor Savelle.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson. I'd like to move an alternate recommendation.
I think Councillor Gray.
Do I need to read through the recommendation or is...
Sorry? For the tape, yes.
Yes. So, one, that the draft 2025 waste and resource strategy be amended to remove the following points in Section 6, the Section 6 Action Plan, 3.2, 3.4, 3.4A, 3.4B, and 6.1. That Council places the amended draft 2025 waste and resource recovery strategy on public exhibition for a minimum of 28 days and invite public submissions. That a report on the outcomes of the exhibition be provided to Council prior to adopting the final 2020 to 2025 waste and resource recovery strategy. That a councillor workshop be held in early 2021 to consider the progress of the strategy, and a report be returned to council to consider any changes that may be required to the strategy prior to council undertaking any community consultation.
Are you speaking to it?
No, I think it's...
Okay, Councillor Doherty.
Thanks, Mayor Pinson. Look, I'd like to make a comment on it. The first thing is I'd like to ask a question maybe of the Director of Infrastructure. Is Council looking at future reductions in this landfill site?
Director.
Mayor. Michelle's here to answer. Michelle Lindsay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, through you, Mayor, I'll refer that to our Acting Manager of Environment and Waste, Michelle Lindsay.
Councillor Doherty?
Yes, I'm asking the question, is Council looking at future reductions to landfill?
Hello, sorry, okay. Technical problems. Through you, Mr. Mayor. So some of the actions proposed in this strategy are designed to reduce waste to landfill and therefore reduce the amount of materials going into landfill and delay the need to build further landfill cells.
Okay, thanks. Just on that, on this month's Focus magazine, on the front page, is an article which is dear to my heart. I've been pushing for zero waste to landfill for 11 years. And the very first article I've seen here is Energy from Waste Facility, where in Western Australia, in Rockingham, they're going to return 300,000 tonnes of residual waste into a plant which will produce 29 megawatts of electricity. Now, the work that I'd done some 11 years ago was estimated that it was something like 600,000 tonnes of municipal waste generated in the Hunter, right across the Hunter of all council areas. And of that, we could have scale up a plant which was capable of producing up to 200 megawatts of electricity. Now, if you go onto the internet, you'll see that there is actually a site planned in New South Wales. There's one also planned in Sydney. And I would believe that with our new environmental policy that we've just approved in the last fortnight, that we should be looking at a vision of having zero waste going into that landfill into the future.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson. I'd like to ask of the Director, 7.3, the design and construction of an admin building at the waste facility, has that been started or anything yet?
True, you mean no, that hasn't been started, although it has been included in some considerations or of amenity upgrades there. We have a number of staff currently using portable facilities up at the waste centre, and we're just considering upgrading that facility to make it an admin facility and new lunchroom and the like, and part of that we'll be looking at potentially relocating the waste collection service team up to that area as well to make it one united workforce in the waste area.
Well, I'd like to remove that from this proposal and add that it comes back with a cost analysis of what it's going to cost to rebuild that, and do you want to add that?
Says that to me. So can I ask a question? Is there a requirement for expediency on this, or is this something that's planned for a future thing that could come back to a later council report at the workshop next year?
It's through you, Mayor. The action in there is an action to proceed with exploring opportunities for admin building. Any expenditure required, any budget allocation has always got to come back to council, so there will be a process in a future time when we get to that stage of the action plan to report it back to council, explaining the reasons why and the costs associated with it to enable us to get the allocation of funds. Okay.
Through you, Mayor Pinsent, I'd like to thank the staff for this great report. All the way through it, it does say that the federal and state governments are pushing for a reduction in the waste that we have in this country. For me, the issue always is, and I was probably one of them, you take your waste to the waste management facility and you think it sort of disappears into thin air, I think. So getting that message out to the community is always a very challenging one. But the part of the report that I think most councillors should be mindful of is the New South Wales Government is working on a 20-year waste strategy discussion paper, which will be released for consultation in 2020. With a draft strategy to follow, and this could potentially impact on Council's proposed programs due to changes to state priorities and fundings. Thank you, Mayor Pinson.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson. Yes, I'd like to thank the staff because it's an excellent document in its thrust, and it prepares us well going in for the next 5 years. And that we know that landfill and waste levies and the cost of recycling, the China Sword policies, and that are putting all of our waste stream in jeopardy. The costs are spiralling right across the country, and they're putting up some interesting dilemmas. I also would like to just comment on that. I think that the document in its entirety and its thrust. It does have some issues. I'm glad we're going back and having a look at those issues and going forward. But overall, the document is well done and should provide us with a good direction going forward. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Pinson. I just want to raise one issue and ask a few questions with respect to the actual adoption of the minutes themselves. Thank you, Mayor Pinson. The minutes that were distributed to us prior to this coming to Council for comment aren't the same as the minutes that are here, and I've got a few questions with respect to that. The part that is omitted in the minutes that have come to Council are the part at the bottom of the minutes that were relating to general business. And my first question is, I'm looking at strategic property, floodplain advisory committee, cultural facilities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, dollar for dollar, town coordinators and even audit all have general business. And what I brought up in general business wasn't an agenda item on that agenda. And my question is, Is there a reason why general business isn't on this agenda, and how do we get it put on to this agenda in future meetings?
Yeah. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Generally speaking, committees of council, where they're all councillors, should have the same process as council meetings, and there's no general business at a council meeting. That's all I can say for explaining why that could have been. Yep. Again, I don't administrate template for the agenda.
No worries. Okay, then, for consistency then, Mayor Pinson, am I allowed to move a dot point that general business, given that the issue that I have is my general business that came through in the minutes isn't reflected in these minutes, that general business actually be put onto that agenda?
Yeah, sure. General Manager?
That would be inconsistent with the Code of Meeting Practice. However, it also says in the Code of Meeting Practice that each committee itself can have some influence over the process of that committee. So I would suggest it needs to go back to the committee if we follow the Code of Meeting Practice.
Yeah. My suggestion would be put an extra dot point onto the recommendation before us that incorporates the follow-up to the general business that you raised at that committee meeting.
I don't have a problem with that, Mayor Pinson, but it still doesn't allow for the fact that there's no general business on that agenda when there is on every other committee that we have.
That is incorrect. There is not general business on all the other committees of council. So the director is suggesting that you put a second dot point in there that the committee reconsider the issue that you raised in general business at the last committee meeting.
But there's no general business in the last committee meeting, Mayor Pinson.
We're not debating that. I'm trying to get a way forward and be cooperative.
Yeah.
With a solution.
Yeah.
So do you want to put the second dot point there?
Yes, please, Mayor Pinson.
Okay. Did the committee reconsider the issue raised by Councillor Dunn at the next committee meeting? So the mover and second are comfortable with that?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I'll put that. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Here's my list. Okay, so we're on to councillor reports. Yep. I've got the different list. Which one are we doing? Okay, so BN6 2020. Councillor Stapleford.
I thank you, Mayor Pinson. With the recent devastating bushfires, the government's come up with money that's available for resilience and rebuilding. So I'd just like to move this motion that Wollombi and Laguna don't have laid on water supplies like other people. When they're fighting fires, they have to rely on tankers backwards and forwards to Millfield. So I would just like to move this motion that the General Manager bring back a report on the possibility of placing two large water tanks for protection of the Wollombi village and one large tank for Laguna to replace them, two at Wollombi and one at Laguna.
Okay. Councillor Gray.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson. And I'd like to Councillor Stapleford's motion, because it's really important building resilience within our communities out there. If anything, like I said, you know, really opened my eyes that what their back was up against the wall out there, and there wasn't much between us and absolute total catastrophe. And so anything we can do in these communities to actually build resilience in there, they are our front line, they're our western flank, and so I commend the motion.
Okay, put the motion. Those in favour? It's unanimous. BN 7, 2020. Quarterly review. Councillor Stapleford.
Thank you, Mayor Pinson.
Savell.
I'd like to move the motion that the General Manager add to the quarterly review of the delivery program the number of unsealed roads that have been serviced in that quarter and the percentage of up all, so that the councillors know where we're up to on the delivery program and whether adjustments need to be made to the budget the following year.
Okay.
The reason I put it this is that we have over 33% unsealed roads and we have about 24% of the budget spent on them. So I think there's room for improvement if needed to adjust it so it's that they're serviced on a more regular basis. Thank you.
No further debate. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Now councillors' reports. There's no councillor reports. I close that meeting. Someone moving that we move the confidential section. Move Councillor Doherty. Second Councillor Savall. Put that. All in favour? It's unanimous. Must clear the gallery. General Manager.
Okay, that the minutes of the Confidential Extraordinary Floodplain Management Committee 19th of February 2020 be adopted as a resolution of the Ordinary Council. That Council notes that the joint community meeting with stakeholders agencies was held on the 25th of November 2019 to engage with the South Cessnock community. Two, that Council notes the advice from the Subsidence Advisory New South Wales that it is prepared to contribute towards the cost of construction of a bund wall and diversion channel. Three, that Council supports development of the detailed design for the bund wall and diversion channel and subsequent submission in March 2020 of an application for funding under the New South Wales Floodplain Management Program. Four, that Council pursues further liaison with Subsidence Advisory New South Wales to progress its offer, including details of implementation and coordination with any New South Wales Flood Management Program application. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. At that point, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.